Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This.
And with us now for their My Marriage Matters conversation is Joe and Cindy Farini. Welcome back, you two.
Thanks. Hey, good morning.
How are you?
So you don't want divorce to sneak up on people. In your experience, does that actually happen? Someone's probably skeptical of you on this.
Well, I definitely see that happening. And in fact, I would say I probably have in our circle of life about five different couples who are contemplating divorce in different ways. And some of the things, and some of them are younger, and I'm looking at it thinking, oh my goodness, like some of the things you're saying and the excuses you have are really just justifications for wanting to get out of this. And so Joe and I kind of sat down and thought about a few reasons why this is happening. And, you know, what happens if you do this too young and you give up too quickly is you really are, you're taking away the beauty of what I feel like we're experiencing now at the latter part of our marriage. We've been married 43 years. You miss out on all that. And then you miss out on doing things together with your family and your children and your grandchildren. So, you know, we're hoping that maybe this would just catch somebody's ear and give them a moment to think and say, wait a minute, I think maybe something's sneaking up on me.
Yeah, you know, you both sat down to talk through some of these things in terms of, you know, how do we not let it sneak up on us? So what are some of the strategies you came up with, like the first one, for example?
Well, I would say, first of all, you know, when you look at your marriage, you have to say, can I keep going? Can I keep moving forward? And that's kind of our motto this year. We had 2022 as a year that we just kind of want to wipe off our calendar. Both of us had pretty severe health issues.
Yeah.
Both of our girls and their families, everybody was sick for everything. We kept whiting out on our calendar, like birthday, white it out, we'll do it the next day. White it out, we'll do it the next week. The whole year was like that. Vacations, occasions, events, birthdays, everything. And I thought, you know, that it got really frustrating. And I can see how something like that can cause someone to start thinking, like, I'm tired of this. And it's not even a marriage kind of issue that should cause you to not want to do that, you know, to not want to stay married. So what I'm going to let Joe kind of start here, and because I think one of the things we talked about really was how people look for escape clauses. So let me let him take over on that one, and then I'll jump in on the next point.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. You know, one of the things that we tell our pre-married couples when they attend our conferences is after we review the marriage covenant with them, we let them know that there is no escape clause in that marriage covenant and marriage vows. But sadly, as Cindy was talking about, what happens over the years is, you know, married couples just begin to slowly allow excuses and reasons to come between the two of them. And they begin to just drift apart from a married couple, as a married couple. And clearly, it's a slow drift. I mean, you don't wake up one morning and say, hey, that's it, I'm out of here. It doesn't work that way. And I'm not sure, you know, no one gets that point in their marriage overnight. And so what we did, as Cindy says, we did talk to a few folks. In fact, I tell you, if you want to have a really good, stimulating discussion with friends one night, open this question up with them. And you'd be surprised how insightful some of our friends are when it comes to giving some ideas as to reasons why this happens. And, you know, one of the reasons, excuses for beginning that drift includes things like one or both feel neglected in their marriage. You know, they feel that, you know, one spouse has become involved and engaged with other things besides their marriage. And most of the times it's because one of the spouses is pursuing a career maybe. And it's not only the husband talking here, right? It's not only the husband pursuing their career. The wife can be fully engaged in that process to the exclusion of her husband and family as well.
He was talking about how folks often look for escape clauses. And you'd be surprised what you hear from people. In fact, you mentioned some people feel neglected in their relationships, Joe.
Yeah, and one of the reasons for that is that they're each aggressively pursuing a career. And the reality is that they're probably getting a lot of positive reinforcement from that career, and they're not getting that at home. And so that's one reason why we see that happening. Another reason that why couples will begin to drift from one another is that they just feel entitled. to having more from their spouse and basically life in general, of course. But this is an area where good communications is really an essential to restoring that marriage. And this is also the place where if they cannot talk through this, that they need to contact a marriage counselor and have someone else walk them through this process. And so that is a big reason for what we see divorce become a reality. Another one is in this kind of general here is just the idea that they feel abused. Now, I'm not talking physically abused. The reality is that it's just mental abuse that's going on here. And, you know, they feel neglected and they feel misunderstood. And, you know, whether or not that's true or not in their marriage, if one of them feels that that's the way it is, and then for that person, that's real. They can justify those feelings. And that's another reason for seeking out a marriage counselor. And, I mean, there's a whole list of excuses, and I'll just wrap it up by saying basically that clarity just needs to be restored to that marriage. And if these reasons for drifting apart are not properly addressed, that married couple will end up in divorce court, or if they don't end up in divorce court, they're going to both will be completely miserable with their situation and become very isolated in their marriage. And that can lead to other problems like affairs and whether they be physical or material or activity affairs or whatever. But there is this slow drift towards affairs that takes place as well. So,
Cindy, what else do you have for us in terms of not letting divorce sneak up on couples?
Well, one of the things I would probably add to Joe's, he had a very good list, and I would just say sometimes we, you know, it's kind of that neglected and we don't feel appreciated. And that can be very difficult because when you're serving in a marriage, you know, if you don't feel like you're appreciated, that can be a really tough thing too because you're working at it. So, and then after a while, you just say, you know what, I don't even want to do the hard work anymore, and that makes it hard. So one of the things that I was thinking of, we were talking to some different people, and somebody's marriage came up, and Joe and I just looked at it, and we said, you know what it is? Their marriage is in a rough patch, and sometimes what one couple or one person thinks is a rough patch, another one thinks is like ready for divorce. And so I would say, take a look at where you're at, and you might be thinking like, I'm really in a rough patch right now. And that is true. But guess what? In marriage, you're going to have a lot of those. And the beauty of marriage is that you get another person in your life to work those through, because whether you're single or married, you're going to have rough patches. And so, you know, what will you do with them? And then the other side of that is sometimes that rough patch is just somebody's not getting their own way. And so if you can honestly take a look at it and then say, oh, wait a minute, you know what? I'm just kind of being a spoiled brat about this. And that's sometimes the bottom line. People just want their own way. And when that becomes the case, I just think you're headed for such a selfish life. And in marriage, you have to be selfless. So that becomes really a tough thing. So I guess I would just say, take a look, and is your rough patch, are you going to get through it? Because most rough patches we do get through.
And Joe, I'd imagine you have some more for us as well, my friend, right, in terms of what folks can do to not let divorce sneak up on them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the sooner we begin to understand that God has gifted your spouse with different gifts and talents and abilities, the sooner we're going to be able to really begin to enjoy our spouse at a whole nother level. And the reality is that if we can be a part, be very proactive, encouraging our spouse to pursue their gifting and let them thrive in the calling that God has given to them, that just changes the whole complexion of the marriage at that point. It becomes very exciting. And as you know, I mean, at each stage, with the changing times of life, the different seasons of life, from newlyweds, raising children to retirement, at each stage of those changing times, we just need to stay engaged with continually nurturing and loving and caring for our spouses.
Yeah. And then I'm just gonna jump in here too and kind of take on the next point that we're going to talk about, and that is, you know, there is a big difference between purposeful and intentional wrongdoing versus when you just make a sincere mistake. So I'm going to give an example. I don't even know if Joe remembers this. Every once in a while, I like to throw something in that he doesn't know I'm going to say. But this was years ago, and I had ordered something from, I don't know, something online, or I don't know what it was, but it came in a box. It was two items of clothing. and I had put them in my sewing room, which was in by the laundry, which was exiting the house. So they were in this box. They were sitting on the floor. They were opened, but I hadn't taken them out of the box yet. Well, it was garbage day, and he just took the box and threw it out. And so the next day or so, I go, Joe, do you know what happened to that box? Do you remember this, Joe?
Vaguely. Vaguely.
So I said, like, did you see that box? He goes, oh, yeah, I threw it out in the garbage. Well, he didn't look in the box, and he didn't look at the box and say, oh, Cindy ordered those. I'm tired of her ordering things. I'm going to throw this away and get her, you know. He just accidentally, mistakenly threw it out. And I remember being, I wasn't upset, like mad at him, but I hadn't even tried the clothes on to see if they fit or if I wanted them or anything like that. But I remember thinking in my head, like, he didn't do that on purpose. You can't be mad at him. He didn't do it to get at you or, you know, be mad at you. So I think when we have things that happen in our life, we have to ask ourselves, did my spouse do that on purpose, or did that just happen as a mistake or something that they maybe need to learn from? You know, you did it and maybe you don't appreciate that each other did that or something, but like, what's the intentionality there? And then I would say, if you are doing something intentional, and you know if you are, you don't necessarily know if your spouse is doing it intentionally, but if you're doing something intentionally, you need to confess that to your spouse. You need to say, please ask, you know, please forgive me for this, and you know, I will not do that anymore. You have to turn away from that and just really, you know, kind of move on from that. So I feel like it's got to be something that you look at, watch, and then you're intentional about making things work well together instead of getting at each other.
It's 7:55. Time flies when you're hanging out with Joe and Cindy Farini. Some great advice this week, again, on how not to let divorce sneak up on you. Joe and Cindy, if folks want to connect with you more deeply online, how can they find you?
We would love to have them come to My Marriage Matters on Facebook. And we started doing this new thing where we're calling it Friday with Friends. So we are having people do little videos to give all of us little tips on marriage and things that have worked for them. And I have a good grouping of them so far, and they're really fun. And some are serious, but some are really fun. So I hope people will join us at My Marriage Matters on Facebook. And also, we have a website, and that would be at cindyfarini.com or joefarini.com.
Thanks again, you two. Always love our time with you.